8:07, and we start the hour by welcoming in Daylene, the Executive Director of North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene, how's your Nebraska Land Days going?
Oh, it's been exciting and fun, and everybody's so ready to be back to some semblance of normalcy, and Nebraska Land Days is normal.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I saw you in the parade route on Saturday.
Yeah.
You were walking away in it. That's a little bit of a workout, but at least it was beautiful temperature-wise.
You know, that's probably the event that brings out the most people. Everybody loves the rodeo. Everybody loves the concerts, but you don't need a ticket to go to the parade. You
no,
just need a spot in the grass.
You know? Free of charge.
And so we pull our little blue house in the parade so everybody can see what Habitat does. And it's a great time. I had a couple of our partner families in there with us, and it's always fun to have kids in the parade. They get pretty excited when they see their friends along the parade route.
And feel like celebrities, don't
they? They're celebrities, you bet.
A lot of fun. You guys had a good parade day then?
Yes, we did.
Good. I always love to see the blue house. You know that you're seeing Habitat for Humanity when you see that blue house.
Yes, everybody knows the blue house. Everybody knows it's Habitat. So
now, need to get down to business here, Daylene. Open period for some applications now for Habitat for Humanity, but we're getting closer and closer to that coming to its conclusion.
We're looking for our next partner families, the families that we're going to build for next year. So we only have one more week of that open application period. So 5:00, June 30th will be the deadline. We're looking for people that are really committed to this process. We've got four criteria, Tristan. We've got you must be in need of better housing. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing. That's what we're looking for. That's what we do. We build safe, decent, affordable homes. If you don't have that,
we can help.
We can help. We also are looking for folks that are willing to partner with us, and that means that you come out and you spend 400 hours, 400 sweat equity hours building that house with us. We also have some homeowner education classes for you to take part in, too, because not every, just because you build somebody a house doesn't make them a homeowner, and it's a way to transition you from being a renter into a homeowner. We've got insurance classes, financial preparedness, appliance maintenance and care, a lot of really good quality classes brought to you by professionals here in our community. Linda Fellows from Fellows Home Appliance does the appliance maintenance and care classes.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Yeah.
She's very educational, I can imagine.
Oh, she's a great teacher. She knows her stuff. She makes the class fun. You learn so much. I learned so much when I took the class.
You'd like to be a fly on the wall in some of those classes, huh?
It really is fun. And some of the pictures that she brings in are just, oh, my goodness. But in need of better housing, willing to partner, must be able to make a mortgage payment of somewhere between $400 and $600.
Sure.
These are not free houses. That is a misconception that we fight all the time. These are not free houses. Your mortgage payment is based on the principal amount of the loan for the house. Plus, there is an escrow component to that that pays the property taxes and the insurance.
Sure. Okay.
One of the things that I'm most proud of with Habitat for Humanity is over the last 20 years that we've been in business here, our partner families have paid over $750,000 in property taxes back to the community. So
that's huge.
So, yes, we are contributing in a lot of different ways. And then, of course, the final criteria is you must have lived in North Platte lived and or worked for the last 12 months.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep. Must be a North Platte resident or a member of the business community for the past 12 months, essentially.
Yes. Now, if you live in another community, of course, it is imperative that you're willing to move to North Platte because we just build in North Platte right now.
Sure.
We do have, our affiliate is for Lincoln County, but we, at this point, we just don't build outside of North Platte. So,
is that something that may change down the road?
Hey, you never know. I never say never. There are communities that have reached out to us. At this point, we just don't have the level of volunteers that we would need to do that. So at this point, we're not doing that. But again, never say never.
Yeah, Yeah, maybe that'd be something that could change in the future.
It absolutely could.
Always looking for those previously mentioned volunteers, Daylene. How can folks learn more about volunteering? Rather, they have the talents of swinging a hammer or maybe want to learn or maybe bring some food or beverages by.
Sure. You know, we always tell people, you don't have to know how to build a house to come build a house. We'll teach you everything you need to know. We just need you to show up with a willing heart and a good attitude. But give us a call over at the office, 534-6251, or swing on by. We're at 420 North Cottonwood. Come in, let's visit about how you can volunteer. Now, you also could show up at the job site because the guys will bring you in.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to be bored.
No, they're not going to turn you away. And today we're putting trusses up onto house number 60.
Oh, awesome.
That's always a fun day. Our good friends and partners over at Condon's bring over their big crane and help us lift those up onto the roof, and the guys get them in place. And we have amazing partners in this community.
And Condon Signs, just a great example, too.
A great example. They're terrific.
Daylene, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Again, we just have 1 week left of that application period, so if you haven't picked up your application, get that picked up. It is a pretty comprehensive application, so it's going to take you some time to get it filled out. But get it picked up, get it turned back in by the end of the month.
That's going to be due by the end of the month, and hard to believe, next Wednesday is the 30th already.
Isn't that crazy? Time is just flying by.
It sure does. Daylene, enjoy the rest of your Nebraska Land days. We'll see you in July.
Thanks.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning here after a quick break. As always, Mugs in the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Foltz, Bo Witt, and Brent Rogo.